Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Kreitlow.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Tuesday, the 9th of August, Election Day in Wisconsin. Primary contest to determine who will be on the ballot come November. Welcome to Wisconsin's Coffee Break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here, or there, wherever the mysterious producer booth is. A producer booth that previously looked like a fire code violation just waiting to happen, but now looks like a fire code violation with artwork. There are things on the wall, photos of microphones, which is not the least bit redundant, Luke. I mean, did you pick these?
I did not, but I just appreciate the efforts being done here in the Solidarity Realty Studios we've got on Madison's Near West Side. I think if it was left up to Mike and I, there wouldn't be a whole lot of anything. And so we've got a great team that's coming together, putting together some artwork and actual decor around the studio and the offices.
Decor is kind of strong there. I mean, and I know Mike Crute, who we haven't introduced to the show yet, but which by the way is not the least bit ironic, A, that he works in radio, and B, that there are pictures of mics behind you now, radio yeah. microphones.
Well, but we might get, you know, like a little on-air light as well.
We're not in danger of being on HGTV anytime soon for the right reasons.
No.
I think we might be on to something here, because I mean, all weekend we have HGTV on and they're renovating this house or that house, you know, and you've seen things like Bar Rescue. Let's go to radio stations, because boys and girls, that's a project.
From the horror stories that I've heard, there are some much worse off stations when it comes to accommodations.
Oh, you are! I've seen where you are in Madison. I stopped in there one time, and that's nice. It used to be some other kind of professional office. We have to talk to, I believe it was Keith Edwards, who co-anchors the news on Channel 18 in Eau Claire. He was my news director when I worked at Wax Radio, WAXX in Eau Claire, and I'm. Was it him or was it Don Rue, the announcer you just heard? I don't know. I've worked with so many ne'er-do-wells on radio over the years. One of them worked at a radio station where the building was basically in the Horicon Marsh. And you can't then have a sewer system in there because it's a sensitive area. So this was something, I believe the brand name or the nickname was the Destroylet. It was a toilet where it was essentially also an incinerator. You had to push a button to burn the waste in the toilet, and that was part of his job working at the small town radio station. Geez. Was to fire up the Destroylet. I have not been immune from cleaning toilets in past radio stations where I worked, which have been in all manner of, to put it kindly, hell holes. But you know, that's part of their charm. That's part of the charm. The charm as well is the kind of place where, and your workplace might have this too. When I worked for WAQE in Rice Lake, and I don't think they're in that same building anymore. I think they're in the WJMC building. But regardless, my first year out of college in radio, 1986-87 working there, it was one of those where, again, there's no order to the chaos. And you can do what I did, reach into the fridge and reach for what you thought was your container of milk and take a swig right out of the carton because it's yours, right? But the immediate spitting out of chunks of milk told me and told you that was not my container of milk. But nobody cleaned out the fridge in these places because, again, the charm of small town radio.
See, and we had almost the opposite problem for a really long time here. All we had was a mini fridge. And so me being somewhat frugal, I try to bring my lunch to work almost every day. And you'd have to fight over both beer space, water space for any of the guests, and then somehow find a way to cram a lunch in there with several other people trying to do the same. But now we have.
Yeah, you're not going to get that done in the mini fridge, especially if Crute is storing the beer in there.
Well, yeah.
There's never going to be room.
Well, you always, you know, sometimes had to take a beer out, open it up, and, you know, make some space yourself.
But now which takes us right back to the Destroylict. You know, it's all part of a circle of life. Later in the show, UW professor Michael Wagner will join us to talk about Election Day, democracy, and journalism's impact on democracy's current and future health. You can reach the show at 715-388-7155. And you can send us questions, comments, scenic photos around Wisconsin, your horror stories of working at a small town radio station. Send all that to radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI. We will, of course, later get to the matter that is leading news in 49 other states, that apparently something happened in Florida late yesterday that has been inspirational in terms of internet creativity, everything from memes to comebacks to, you know, whatever else you want to say about Mar-a-Lago and the search warrant that was executed. But naturally, here in Wisconsin, we're going to start with Election Day, and which is why I have my I voted sticker. Luke is indicating that he too has, but without the sticker, forgot the fashion accessory. That's fine. You didn't really vote if you don't have the sticker.
No, but I haven't voted yet. I go after work.
Okay. Well, then that's okay. But yeah, if you need to know where your polling place is, and it may have changed, so go to myvote.wi.gov. Find out what you need. If you can register to vote today. You can become a new voter today in Wisconsin, but you need to bring an ID and proof of address. And we'll go over the, you know, the many races that are being decided and talk about what's at stake come November. But first, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this primary day and that other thing that happened in Florida. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back.